We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now is the head coach of the University of Oregon. Coming off a 77-6 win over Nevada Wolfpack, the Ducks bring in the Montana Grizzlies to wrap up their non-conference schedule. And joining us now is Mario Cristobal, the head coach of the Ducks. Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
Morning, Coach.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's it going?
We're doing wonderful. Very well. All right. We were just talking about this in our last segment. ESPN released their list of the top 150 college football programs of all time. And as we were talking about it, we were thinking, you know, Coach Cristobal has got some up close and personal experience with a lot of these teams. You were a player on the number 20 team. You were a GA in Miami until 2000, and the number 7 team on their list is the 2001 team. And you were a coach at Alabama for the number 42 and number 65 teams on this list of the greatest football program teams of all time. What is the best football team you have ever seen with your own two eyes?
Ever seen or ever actually participated on?
The best one you've ever seen, played, or coached on?
Most talented team I had ever seen was either the 2015 Alabama team, or the 1990 University of Miami team, maybe the 2001 as well. Those would be the top ones.
Man, and you were a player and a coach for both of those.
18 of the 22 guys were the first or second round picks on those teams. So they were loaded and they played well and they were really good locker room. So I was very fortunate to be part of those deals.
That's impressive. All right. Okay. Now we'll get to the team you currently coach and the University of Oregon Ducks. You guys are coming off a heck of a win, man. 77-6, 11 different players score touchdowns in that thing against Nevada. And all the hype is going to the offense, and rightfully so when you have 11 different guys score and you score 77 points. But, Coach, I wanted to ask you about your defense, because there's something that we're seeing as a shift with your football program, in that a short field against Auburn, the defense only gives up three. Three of the 6 points they give up against Nevada is on a short field where Nevada gets the ball on the 12-yard line. What is it that you've seen with your defense that this kind of newfound resilience, when their back's against the wall, they're not giving up sevens, they're giving up threes?
Yeah, they're just completely bought in. Coach Avalos and the defensive staff, they've done a great job installing a system that really maximizes the use of the type of players we have, maximizes their talent, and it's disruptive. There's a lot of penetration, a lot of disruptive plays, forced fumbles, pressure, sacks. Just all in all, it's a fun defense to play in, but it's also very effective and it's aggressive. There's nothing, I would say, passive about it. So the guys are really enjoying it.
You know, Coach, I wanted to ask you about the, which I think is the best college football change, and I wish it was something even during my era, is the 4-game rule with some of these younger players. Now, you never want to take any opponent for granted, understanding with Montana. How do you plan on using your 4-game? It's not just strategy, but do you like to use it early in the season with a lot of these younger players, get them opportunities, or is this something you sometimes stretch out throughout the season? And I know you're evaluating talent, but your thoughts on this 4-game rule and how it helps the program, help these young players progress?
I just think you got to use it, and it's hard to tell when you can or when you should. But I know this, rarely does a young man now go through his entire 5 years at a university. Either they're early to the pros or they graduate and move on. And you never can predict when, God forbid, an injury may strike. So you use it when when you have the opportunity. It's invaluable. I mean, you know, late in the game, we were running a lot of plays and we weren't taking any shots or whatnot. We just wanted to see guys play live football against competition. And we were able to evaluate it, grade it. They were able to watch themselves play. Some of them get their jitters out and some of them just come out and play good football when the lights came on. So all in all, it's a tremendous benefit. I actually wish it was 6 games instead of 4.
Yeah. Do you think a lot of these younger players now coming from high school, even offensive line or not just quarterbacks, because we know the Elite 11, all that stuff, get these quarterbacks ready. Are these younger players more ready, more prepared for these types of games early in their career for you?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, you look back in the day, and I'm a lot older than you guys is. I mean, you spend all summer working construction and then show up on August, 2nd and go out there, run your 110 test and start playing football. Nowadays, these guys are here as early enrollees, or they're here in the summer. They're running player-led workouts, really their own OTA. So by the time you get them, they've run the entire system, or they've installed the entire system 2 to 3 times, and they're ready to roll. So, yeah, big difference between now and then.
Mario Cristobal is our coach, head coach of the Oregon Ducks. One of those freshmen that I don't think will be using just 4 games in redshirting is a guy that he's popped off the screen and off the field when people are watching him on the defensive side. Mace Funa, he's got a nose for the ball. In your evaluation of him watching game film and kind of through 2 weeks, what has stood out about Mace Funa playing at the Division I level and coming in right away and making an impact?
Mace, we always thought in high school he was the best linebacker in the country. And what you see on film is what you see in his household. He was raised tough. He was raised the right way. There's discipline. Everything he does is at the highest level. There is no taking the foot off the gas with him. He's a competitor, relentless in his approach and preparation to the game, and he's just scratching the surface.
And as we move forward and we look at this Montana team, you guys have an FCS opponent coming in, but it seems that you've been impressed with the level of talent that the Grizzlies will be bringing into Autzen Stadium. What has popped off the screen in your preparation for Montana, especially on the offensive side of the football, where they got two guys that are looking for record-setting years?
They are. They just have difference makers on the edges, talking about outside at wide receiver. Their slot's about to break their record for receptions in a season, or I'm sorry, in a career. Their quarterback is one of those guys that just tough, could do it with his arm, could make all the throws, could do it with his feet. Tough offensive line, big physical tight end. They use multiple sets, sometimes 1, 2, even 3 tight ends, and then they'll quickly flip it on over and get into some of their 11 personnel stuff and just zip it down the field with tempo. So, very dangerous. They're scoring a ton of points. They've made some pretty significant changes to some of their defensive personnel and calls. They'll stay in the same personnel, but the way they play and the calls they make and their fits and their stunts and their blitzes certainly have proved to be beneficial to them in the first couple games because they're playing at a real high level.
Tell me, Coach, about the evaluation of the offensive line moving forward. I know you're not, I mean, stuff that's going in and game plan. I know you're not probably putting in new wrinkles every week, but tell me how you felt that group is gelling together. It's as good as anybody in the country from game one all the way moving into this game 3 and heading into Pac-12 play. How has that group been gelling together?
Yeah, just hungry and driven. And we pushed them. The best part about them is they let us coach them like they just walked through the door yesterday. They want to be great. They're not really concerned about accolades and, getting stroked for good play. They want to grind, and we're not going to disappoint them. We're going to grind. And so it's been fun to, and since day one, those guys have been an absolute honor to be around, a privilege to be around. And again, like the other guys I just mentioned, like Mace Funa, I think our best football is ahead of us.
Mario Cristobal is our coach, head coach of the University of Oregon. I know you said he's 50-50 earlier in the week, but Juwan Johnson, a guy that Duck fans, we hear a lot about. When are we going to see Juwan Johnson out there? Do we have an update to if Juwan is getting closer to making his University of Oregon debut?
Yeah, I think he is getting closer. I would love to be able to say today, and trust me, guys, I'm not trying to hide any information. If he was ready to go, we'd be going because you saw how we got slammed with some pretty good amount of injuries. So, I mean, I think he's 50-50. I feel confident about him being ready in 2 weeks. This week it'll be, I really think it'll be not a game day decision, but maybe a late Thursday, Friday decision. So hopefully I know that Schooler's on track. Hopefully in 3 weeks he'll be back, and Micah Pittman is 3 to 4 weeks away as well. So I think we'll be getting healthier pretty soon, as well as Cam McCormick getting healthier as well, and hopefully we'll be at full speed here in a couple weeks.
The luxury of having such a great quarterback with Justin Herbert's been there so long and his veteran knowledge back there. I wonder, just from using and watching the game, do you feel like Justin can take over the game sometimes down the field with his feet and making those plays outside the pocket sometimes? I know there's not a fear to let him go, but sometimes you look at a guy that size and how he can dominate even physically down the field by just moving the ball with his feet. Is that something you want to see him do more often, or do you still feel comfortable with him in the backfield?
Well, we want to maximize his ability. I think you hit the nail right on the head. A guy like that on the move is dangerous. I think you see it now. If you look at red zone play, especially in the NFL, scramble and scramble rules and plays reign supreme. I mean, I think 80, 85% of scores happen on, I wouldn't say broken plays, but extended plays. And, you know, I think he's shown it a few times already. We've seen it in practice a million times. I think you're going to see Justin continue to just elevate his game week to week.
Mario Cristobal, head coach of the University of Oregon, joins us. Thank you for the time, Coach. Really appreciate it. Good luck this week against the Grizz.
Guys, thanks for having me. Have a great one.
Absolutely. You know, that is a couple interesting notes that we got out of Coach Cristobal. Maximize Justin Herbert, that last one at the end there. That's going to be huge for, you want to see it all in the non-conference slate? You're saving a little bit of that offense for later on and just whatever he's going to do to protect or kind of let loose. Mm-hmm. And the other one is you're getting closer with Juwan Johnson. Oh. And he said Micah Pittman 3 to 4 weeks. We saw that tweet from Micah Pittman earlier this week that said 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Players are always going to tell you they want to come back immediately. They don't think about weeks. They just like, hey, I want to be on the field. So coach is going to be a little more cautious, which they should be.
And how about that? He went with that 2015 Alabama team that he mentioned mm-hmm. off the top. Mm-hmm. That's 42nd on this list.
Yeah. And it's a subjective list.
Think of that, though.
It's all subjective.
Cristobal has either played or coached on the number 7, 20, 42, or 65 best teams in the 150-year history of college football.
Pretty good pedigree.
All right, special thanks to Coach Cristobal. Some of your feedback on this and more of your top teams in college football history on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.